Hi, everybody out there, and thanks for having us here today. So we've been Coordination and Movement Studio, originally opened as a Pilates studio in 2004. And then we eventually branched out into teaching yoga and then eventually dance as we continued finding larger spaces here in Carbondale to utilize. So that's when we opened up and developed the Bonedale Ballet Program. So the Bonedale Ballet Program basically covers all of our dance classes. So the ballet, the creative dance for kids, the toddler dance program. We have tap for kids and adults and flash mob jazz for adults, teens, and this summer we're going to offer it to kids for our summer camps.
What could you say about that camp and what kids can get out of it?
Yes, the camp starts Monday, June 24th, and it goes through Friday, June 28th, so it's about 10 days away. And so we have this great schedule. Tuesday, Thursdays, we're focusing on the first, basically a half day with toddler dance, so the little toddlers can take a class with their parents. And then after that, we have, for the creative dance group, ages 4 to 6, we're offering ballet, yoga, and tap for them, which is really exciting. They're so excited to try tap for the first time. A lot of these kids have just been waiting till it's time for them to put on some tap shoes as well. And then Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, for a longer day from 9 to 2:30, we have the older kids, ages 7 to 13, ballet, Pilates, tap, and flash mob. And with all these groups, we're also spending lunchtime with them at the park. We'll probably take our tap dance classes to the park as well. So we'll mix it up a bit and enjoy beautiful weather too.
And what can you say about the merits of learning ballet in this day and age?
I can speak on that in many ways. You know, I think that in a sense, I wanted to start with the word psyche. And you know, psyche applies to psychology, which is kind of personality traits of an individual that are conscious and unconscious. And so what I would say is there's kind of a movement psyche that we are trying to instill in kids that gives kids an opportunity to become kind of almost like an instrument of expression, similar to a musical instrument, but it's their bodies. And so, you know, it's kind of like how you view the world and what you've been exposed to influences your actions and your personality and your behavior. And in a similar sense, I think, you know, there you could say that about the physical aspects of a human being and what they've been exposed to and what they value. You know, can they participate, you know, in something really meaningful in a way that is expressive throughout their life, that might not be as competitive as sports, and are they willing to sort of hone the instrument of their body and their and kind of couple it with their soul. You know, you're going to be in this body for the rest of your life, and the ability to, you know, move and to, it's such an important reason why we're on this planet, is to fill up this lifetime with you know, a positive relationship to your body. And you know, I see sort of people, there's, and it gets back to the whole idea of that movement psyche. You know, if you don't develop that at a young age, you might never have that experience in your life. You know, it's like to be sedentary is to kind of pass up one of the main reasons why we're on this planet, I think.
And what brought each of you to ballet and dance in general?
My mom has everything to do with that. My mom danced recreationally, not professionally. So my sister and I, when we were really young, back in Anchorage, Alaska, where we grew up, we would attend my mom's adult ballet classes and just watch and observe. And by the time we turned 3, 3 and a half, the instructor just said, "Why don't you start ballet?" And, you know, we couldn't afford classes, so my mom cleaned the ballet studio as a trade so my sister and I could start this amazing training for the mind, body, and soul that really is still, it's so strong with us. And I'll just speak for myself. My sister isn't here today. But, and so it's just carried on through all these years since I was 3. And so happy that we can share this and offer all this passion we have and all this training with our students. And it is such a positive means, like Anthony was saying, to express through your body and to interpret the movement, and then you add the music to it, and what that brings forth is so much joy, confidence. You share that with your peers. It's just so positive. And the ongoing training, coming back every week to see what more they can do and what they're capable of, and then you put them on stage, it's like this continuous progression, and reaffirming that that child is worthy and can do so much with their minds and bodies, and that amazing connection that it takes to execute moves, and not just ballet, but tap on a more less structured way to go, just more for the fun and articulating your feet, and the jazz, of course, just a little more carefree. And yeah, so, and then we've got, you know, quickly the Pilates and the yoga, which is back to alignment. So we're really excited to offer the Pilates and yoga for these kids that don't get to take these daytime classes that we offer when they're in school. So
yeah, so it's almost like, you know, your life might be like hitting the same key on a piano with your index finger multiple times, and after a while it grated on me you know, like through sports that I played, volleyball and football and surfing and all these different things, I felt very fulfilled, but I also felt like ballet was the ultimate sort of challenge. And when I saw it, I was so inspired. I was by the beauty of it and the expression. And so I chose, and it chose me.
Well, in our final minutes together, anything else that either of you would like to add about this camp or ballet in general?
This camp is happening in the summer. It's time to have some fun. So even though we're going to be doing some of our classes indoors, we are going to be spending some time outside. So it'll be a great combination. Mm-hmm. Some play, some social time, some great dance training, and just some intense dance training to really just immerse these students for the week into these movement disciplines. And our website is bonedellballet.com, and quickly our address, for those of you that aren't sure where our newest studio is 1101 Village Road here in Carbondale.
And this camp is for ages 3 to 13.
Yes.
What are the times?
The times are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for ages 7 to 13. We are combining some ages together. There's only so much time we have in the day. And that goes from 9 to 2:30 for that age group, if they're signing up for all the classes, ballet, jazz, tap, and Pilates. And you can also find the schedule on our website, on our news page. And then for the younger group, the toddlers, and then the 4 to 6-year-olds, that's Tuesday, Thursdays from 9 to 12:30. That includes lunch. The toddlers are only there for the first hour. Mm-hmm. And then the others, slightly older ones, get to come and take a couple classes and have lunch with us and then leave.
Part of the backstory for this camp is to give people the opportunity to, and their kids to, you know, cross-pollinate, to try these different modalities, and, you know, in a fun environment, very supportive. And even though we have our own stories, what we really try to do is just make it fun for the kids.
Alexandra and Anthony Yurinkunitsa.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Happy summer, everybody out there.